News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Russia is ready to reach an agreement with Ukraine, according to an interview with CBS News that has been posted online.
Well, the President of the United States believes, and I think rightly so, that we are moving in the right direction. The statement by the President mentions a deal, and we are ready to reach a deal, but there are still some specific elements of this deal which need to be fine-tuned, and we are busy with this exact process. And the President of the United States did not spell out the elements of the deal, so it is not appropriate for me to do this.
And for more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Jenny Mathers from the Department of International Politics at Aberystwyth University. Good morning to you. Can I ask you, we heard there from Sergei Lavrov, he said moving in the right direction. Do you agree?
Well, it depends on whose perspective you're looking at. Obviously, from the Russian perspective, yes, Russia is getting pretty much everything it's been demanding. Not entirely everything, but pretty much everything. For the Ukrainians, definitely not moving in the right direction because, you know, they're seeing a lot of really important issues of principle as well as issues of their own security and their own future being discussed away above their heads.
Yeah, and we're talking about things like the annexation of Crimea, the other four regions that are under Russian control. Those types of things seem to be being put down. I find it very curious, being put down the table by the US as bargaining chips. But surely it is up to the Ukraine to decide where their red line is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the US can be a sort of a go-between and make proposals, of course, and it can put pressure on one side or the other or both sides to accept some kind of a deal. But at the end of the day, these are not territories that are within the gift of the United States to trade away. Definitely not.
And can I ask you, you said put pressure on one side or the other. It would appear to many of us who are just ordinary observers that the pressure is being put mainly on the Ukrainian side.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been really no evidence that the Russians are coming under any kind of pressure from the United States. It's been quite the opposite, where enticements are being dangled in front of the Russians without really the Russians being asked to make any concessions whatsoever. So, you know, oh, we'll raise economic sanctions. Oh, we will, you know, acknowledge the annexation of Crimea and so on. And whereas the Russians aren't really being asked to do anything.
In terms of the Americans have made noises that they would be open, as again, not really within their gift, but open to potentially Ukraine having, you know, a military force, a defense force, possible entry to NATO, those kinds of things, that they're not completely off the table for the Americans. They would appear to be off the table for the Russians. But it seems extraordinary to me that there could be any question that Ukraine would go into peace talks with Russia without being allowed to have a military defense force of its own in light of what has happened.
Well, yes, I think Russia is pushing hard to try and erode any remaining safeguards that might be either in this peace deal or implied in it to try and get as much as possible for itself. And really, you know, Russia is in a win-win situation at the moment in terms of these negotiations, because even if it accepts what is on offer at the moment as it is, they still get an enormous amount and there's nothing stopping them from harder in the future. Whereas if they continue to negotiate, they might get even more.
Jenny, should Europe be playing a stronger hand here, a bigger role? Because obviously Europe backs Ukraine's right to sovereignty, backs Ukraine's claim over its own territories, backs Ukraine's right to defend itself, all of those things. Yet we're not hearing a particularly strong or unified voice at this time from Europe supporting Ukraine. They do look a little isolated in these talks.
Well, I think the attention is being grabbed by the Americans because Trump is keen to get this going, and he's very loud and insistent in the way that he talks about things. So all of our attention is focused on that. But there is, of course, this growing coalition of the willing. Now, they are having some troubles, as you say, speaking with one voice and figuring out exactly what it is that they're willing to do. But yes, I think there is international support for Ukraine. It is strong. It is growing stronger. And I think the more of a Trump administration tries to weight this deal in Russia's favor, the more likely it is that this international coalition will hopefully get its act together soon and begin to support Ukraine more substantially.
And Trump could overplay his hand here, couldn't he? Because particularly the eastern states in Europe and in the EU, they fear Russia. They remember the Soviets on the streets. It's not that long. It's within living memory. And so particularly the Latvias, the Estonias, the Lithuanias, they fear that. They fear that, you know, if he takes Ukraine and makes a kind of a puppet state of it, that they may be next.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have lived experience, shall we say, of Moscow's rule, and they're not taking any of this lightly. So, I think the more that Trump, demonstrates sympathy for the Russian position, the less reliable an ally he is to basically the rest of Europe and indeed the rest of the world that wants to see, you know, democratic principles being enacted, human rights being protected and all the rest of it. So, yes, I think Trump is taking the U.S. down the path, which is very different from the one it's walked since 1945. You know, it's taking it away from world leadership of democratic states, taking it into a much darker place.
Can I ask you maybe a last question? It's probably the hardest question. If you were a woman who made predictions or was likely to place a bet, what do you think is going to unfold here?
Well, the difficulty is that even with the Ukrainians being willing to make some concessions and make some compromises, the red lines, the things that they really feel that they cannot cross, those are the ones that Trump is pushing very hard on. So if I had to bet a sum of money, I would say we're probably not going to see a deal.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for all of that insight and for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Jenny Mathers there from the Department of International Politics at Aberystwyth University.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.